Coach?
President, how are you?
Well, not as good as you, but I'm pretty good.
Well, we're doing pretty well, too. We're so excited about your call. Thanks for thinking of us.
Well, listen, I know Ozzy's with you. You guys have just done an unbelievable job. And, I'm old enough to remember Ozzy playing. That's a long time ago.
Long time ago, Mr. President.
Long time ago. But the way he's helped you coach put this team together is unbelievable, and I know that Baltimore could not be more excited. So I just wanted to say congratulations. I know it was a bumpy season up and down, and for you guys to just stay steady the way you did is really a great feat.
Well, thank you. Sometimes. I know you know this as much as anybody, but the greatest accomplishments are born of the greatest tribulations and adversity, and our guys, they kind of prove that.
Well, you and me, we should try sometime to do things easy and smooth. Yeah,
you're right about that.
I'd like to know what it feels like, but it's never happened to me. But it was a great game, and, we're going to investigate who was behind that whole blackout thing, though. I know that. I can only imagine what you were thinking. You were not happy, I assume.
Well, there's a lot of theories here in Baltimore, conspiracy theories and things like that. But thank goodness for a goal line stand at the end.
Well, it was really impressive, and obviously, if you can tell Joe Flacco, Ray Rice, Jacoby Jones. Ray Lewis, tell them all how proud we are of them, and I know I'm going to get a chance to congratulate you guys personally in the White House at some point. But in the meantime, just let everybody know that the whole country was really proud of the way the team conducted itself.
Good, Mr. President. This is Ozzy, and I just want you to know it's really an honor, and I'm looking forward to coming up there and shaking your hand. And I know you'll be shaking hands with Nick Saban pretty soon, too. So that's also an honor for me, and I'll be happy about that one.
So you're going to take credit for the Crimson as well as the Ravens, huh?
Mr. President, he always does. Winter time.
I work for two teams, Mr. President.
I got you. Well, you guys just got a new another draft pick down there. A guy had already tattooed the Auburn on his arm and decided to go to Alabama instead. So,
well, he did the same thing I did. I committed to Auburn and I changed my mind. It happens all the time down there. It only counts on signing day.
Well, listen, two last things I just want to say. Number one, saw that wonderful story on SportsCenter about O.J. Berganson, and if you guys can let him know how moved me and the First Lady were by that story and how inspiring he was, that'd be nice for you guys to do.
Well, we will definitely pass that on, and I know you're very busy, but if you ever want to find your way up to our facility in Owings Mills and bring the girls and spend a little time with our football team, we'd be honored to have you.
I think that'd be a lot of fun, and my last request is. Say hi to your folks for me, because it cannot have been easy watching their two boys go at it like that, and let Jim know, and but especially your dad and your mom who just seem like wonderful people, let them know how proud everybody was of the whole family.
Most definitely, that's very thoughtful. We'll definitely do that. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, I look forward to seeing you, and take a little bit of time before you start up with the next season. And enjoy yourself. I know Harbaughs don't like relaxing.
No, but, we're just like you. You get elected, you go right back to work. We're right back to work this afternoon.
All right. Good luck to you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Sir. President.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.